This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. A story now about a guy from the Midwest who tries really hard to embody the punk rock car crazy spirit of Los Angeles. His name is Todd Carnahan. Frank Morris, who works for member station KCUR in Kansas City, reports.
A beat-up 1960s hi-fi speaker blasts into this cavernous old garage full of dusty car and truck parts, vintage racing gear, and monster movie props. Todd Carnahan, a tall, greasy-haired guy with fading tattoos, is tinkering, gearing up for his annual custom car show, the Greaserama. You see, Todd here is the city's high priest of do-it-yourself, low-buck hot rodding.
Kind of making junk run. You know, a lot of guys are just like, they pride themselves on not buying stuff. It's like, you got to find it. You got to make do with what you got. And that's the challenge, to use your ingenuity.
But Todd's not quite your ordinary Midwestern gearhead. He was born in rural Kansas and developed his sense of thrift growing up in little prairie towns. But after his parents' divorce, he spent much of his childhood in L.A., where he caught his first punk rock show.
It was Black Flag at Bases Hall, September 1980. There was a riot. It was on the news. I got maced. I was 14 years old, throwing bottles at cops, full riot gear. Really changed things for me. I was just like, wow, these are my people. This is where I belong.
When his dad brought him back to Kansas, Todd fell in with the hardcore and psychobilly bunch in Lawrence and married a Wichita gal. He soon found that punk rock and old-school rural hot rodding mix real well.
Farm boys are used to welding stuff and making do, you know? And that sense of thrift, you know, it's got a real similarity to the necessity, the DIY spirit of punk rock. You know, it's just like, let's just do it ourselves, you know? Who cares what, you know, fashion dictates or economics dictates. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Hey, no hot rod.
Todd and his car club, Los Punk Rods, like to practice what they call lone nut engineering, yanking parts from old cars, trucks, motorbikes, even boats, to build nasty-looking Frankenrods. One of the fellows, Dave Sprinkle, drives a rust-covered 29 Ford Model A. A grinning skull hangs out the rear window, sporting red welding goggles. That's the brake light.
Just licks on it, not registered, no insurance, no title, no mufflers, no seat belts, windshield wipers. Just loud, crude, drips oil, and that's just the way I want it, just a hot rod. Get a little nervous when the cops get up behind you, but half the time they honk and wave at you or give you the thumbs up.
Dang it.
Todd's putting final touches on trophies the club will award at the Greaserama show. They make the prizes the same as they do the cars, out of cool-looking machine parts, bones, toys, and horror kitsch. Leslie Carnahan, Todd's wife, shows up with a box of skulls.
He misplaced them, so I had to hunt them down. They were underneath the porch, kind of peeking out to give it kind of a spooky atmosphere. You know, with all of our old car parts, we also have shoved under the house. We have car parts everywhere.
Well, Todd's the idea man in this club. He admits he's not really much of a mechanic.
All right, hop in.
There's no door handle on the outside of this.
Shaved them.
It's the day of the car show, and Todd's trying to coax his wife's 1963 Mercury Meteor out of their backyard and over to the big event. It's been 3 years since he's actually had the thing running. Nightmare jalopies and super streamlined cruisers from hundreds of miles around chug through the gates of an old drive-in movie theater in Kansas City, Kansas for the Greaserama. The show has mushroomed into a festival that draws a dozen bands and a couple thousand people. Young rednecks, middle-aged punk rockers, and old gearheads all seem to get along great here. But Todd is never content to leave things be. He says he's always thinking about ways to improve the show.
The gears are just constantly grinding here. And, you know, it's a big joke. Everybody's like, wait, he's got an idea. It's just like the running joke.
Todd's idea for next year? The No Gas Nationals. Homemade, junkyard, electric cars and scooters. Hey, hot rods are cool, but gas ain't cheap. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.